This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Let's go out to our SDCCU fan hotline. Always love a chance to talk to this guy from ESPN's Dan Le Batard show. Stu Gotts is back with us here on Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan. Stu Gotts, are you surviving through all of this? Good morning to you.
I am. Good morning to you guys. Yeah, I'm grateful that I have a show to do every day because that helps, you know, that helps get me through 3 to 5 hours of my day every day. And so I think you guys probably feel the same way. Like, if I didn't have the show and I was just left here with my kids and my wife, I mean, I don't know. I don't know. But since I have the show to do, and that's right in the middle of the day, it's been really helpful in terms of getting me through this. So it's kept me away from my wife, which she is very pleased about, and it feels like a normal day because I don't come out of that office until about 3:30 in the afternoon, which is what time I get home normally anyway. So how are you guys holding up?
Man, we're doing good. You know, we got the producer. Our producer's back in the studio. We are at our little Corona cabin here. It's actually a really nice place. The equipment sounds good. We haven't really missed a beat other than, you know, we sports has been, in my opinion.
Other than sports.
Yeah, other than sports, which, right. You know, I'm looking at it like, well, what a massive crutch that was. I could always come in and know, oh, Ben can do 20 minutes on SDSU, and that's a segment, and we're good. And, you know, now it's like, well, it's time to get creative, which, by the way, I mean, you guys are definitely, in the sports world, you guys are the most creative show. But what a big week for you guys, getting a mispronounced mention on the Howard Stern show, which I heard the other day. That had to delight you guys.
Yeah, anytime stuff like that happens. It's funny, guys, like, because he did say the name correctly, and it upset me once I heard him say it incorrectly, because I wanted it to be incorrect the entire time.
100%.
I know. It's like, but it's funny because I couldn't believe it. Like, I was on my treadmill, and, you know, Howard has mentioned us before. He doesn't remember it, and that's fine because I maintain that, you know, come 1 o'clock today, I won't remember the 3 hours we just did. And so I understand that. Like, you can't remember all the people that you talked to or talked about. But I just marvel that in 2020, I know it's the biggest show in the history of radio, but the amount of people who are listening live and the amount of text I got, Howard mentioned you guys, Howard's talking about you, Howard's playing a clip from your show, speaks to the power, I guess, still in 2020 of Howard Stern and the power of live radio. So, yeah, it was a big week, man. Like, listen, no show is better suited, better conditioned for something like this than ours, because even when sports are going on, there's a good chance we might not talk sports. And we're kind of, nothing's really changed on our end other than we're not in the same studios together, and that certainly hurts. But, yeah, we've had a lot of fun with the Howard stuff. It was pretty cool for him to mention us as a radio show. So kind of validate you. I don't want to say validate you, but 17, 18 years in, that stuff still makes me feel good. You know, it still does.
Bro,
I don't care if
he's
talking about you in a positive way or a negative way, as long as he's talking about you.
I would have freaked. That would have been it for me.
See, I would have had a different reaction. I would have said, well, if all these people texting me were actually just listening to my show, I'd have much better ratings.
That's fair.
They're listening to his show and texting me about how they heard my name mentioned.
But Howard's that guy you want to get your ass kicked by. You're like, I don't mind if Howard. And then, like, Le Batard, too. Like, you're like, oh, okay, well, they beat us. Great. Like, you're honored. You know, it's an honor to get beat by them.
Now, I mentioned the Stu Gotts from the Dan Le Batard show as our guest here on Ben and Woods. And I mentioned this as we were talking about you last hour. You guys are certainly better positioned in the ESPN family to make it through this, I would say, than most other shows, because, you know, grabbing onto something silly that someone said during the show and then making fun of it for 3 hours doesn't really have a lot to do with sports.
Right. I mean, that's, listen, the show is more, it's funny, guys, because we've talked more sports doing it in separate locations over the last month than we have more in studio together. I don't know.
So funny,
you
man.
Know, what the reasons. Yeah, well, you know, Dan's kind of into the kind of social issues surrounding sports, and we've had a number of those, whether the moral conundrums, whatever you want to call it, bringing sports back, when do you bring sports back, and that's kind of right in Dan's wheelhouse. But yeah, like our show, it's more personality driven. It's more about us than it is anything, and you know that was kind of done by design. So yeah, one of us can misspeak, and that could be a half hour, that could be an hour, that could be a long time. But we're just having fun with it. We're doing bits, and we're trying to do the show the best way we can, including all our producers, which has been the trickiest part because not all of them have microphones and they don't have Comrex setups. I do like the sound of your little Corona setup there. That sounds nice. And so, you know, it's just, yeah, we're suited for it because this is the kind of show we've been doing for 16 or 17 years. And so we are talking some sports, but we're just, you know, we're kind of taking our audience through what they're going through our prisms, just because we're all going through the same thing. We're all, you know, we're all sitting at home and there's nowhere we can go. We get nothing but time, and we're just trying to take them, make them smile for a minute, make them forget about this for a couple of hours and kind of, you know, relate to them because we're all going through the same thing. So we're just trying to take them through that ride with us, that journey with us.
We are talking to Stu Gotts from the Levitard Show here on Ben and Woods this morning. Yeah, you know, when it first came down, we kind of realized this was going to be our new reality. You know, I said the same thing to Ben. I said, I was kind of rubbing my hands together. I've been waiting for this moment because it was telling our producer yesterday. So today we've got Coach Ed Orgeron on, which is great. We've got you and we've got celebrity chef Brian Malarkey. And I said, Paulie, we are in a really interesting time where we can book anybody we want, and our boss can't say a word to anybody we want. We had a fire chief on. We had an author on. Like, anyone he's not going to be like, guys, we need to dive into that Gonzaga game last night. You know, like, we've had comedians. And I'm like, Paul, so our producer will be like, hey, who do you want? I'm like, Jeff Garland, J.B. Smith. Like, give me anybody that's not sports related right now, because we have an opportunity here to actually – do something different. And I think if you look at it that way, like you guys always have, that to me is like, this is a blank canvas right now. And I'm really excited about it.
It is, but wait a second, because now I'm excited. So are you guys enjoying it, doing it this way more? Do you feel like you're doing a better show now than you were when you were forced to talk about this act after the 22nd game of the season?
It's my fantasy. I'm living my
dream.
Yeah,
I mean,
right
one of
now.
Us, Woods, loves this. I am the sports kind of guy of the two of us, and no, it's definitely more difficult for me.
Okay, no, and that's, I totally understand that, but are you enjoying it? Like, do you guys feel like you're doing better radio? Forget about what your preferences are, because that's something that hopefully you'll carry over once we get back to some normalcy here, where if you're enjoying doing that, you're enjoying having those type of guests on, I would suggest have them on more often.
100%.
I understand your bosses can't say anything, but I mean, it is your show, you know?
Like, yeah.
Let me
so
ask you,
Stu, you enjoy talking
guys.
To the comedians?
Yeah, no, yeah, we, yeah, of course we do. Of course we do. Who, yeah. Well, who did we have on last week?
Nikki Glaser.
Oh, yeah, she was great. Yeah,
Nikki Glaser just murdered on her show.
Really enjoyed
it.
Yeah, guys, you know, let me ask. Really cool. What's been really cool is because we're all going through this together, right? People, like, I'm noticing that celebrities are doing, a lot of people are doing a lot of cool things on social media, but a lot of people are just much more open to speaking. Like, people you wouldn't normally get on the show because they have nothing else to do.
Yes, it's phenomenal.
So, you know, it's like Ernie Johnson said that, like, we have nothing to do. I texted Ernie Johnson. I said, you want to record an hour? And so he and I sat down yesterday, me in my office, his and, you know, he was in his office, and we sat down and we did like 90 minutes, and it was fantastic, and we'll figure out how to use it. But people have nothing but time on their hands. And listen, I hope all this generosity kind of carries over in terms of time and patience. I hope it carries over once we're out of this, once we're on the other side of this. So.
Yeah, my line right now is if someone tells you they're too busy to talk to you, then they really just don't like you.
Yeah, they're
lying. A tell. That is a big tell. Last thing for me, Stu Gotts, because I have to ask, because we're in the media, I often people come up and ask, what's the real story? I mean, they must be telling you, like, about the restrictions, when sports is going to come back. And I'm going, no, I don't know more than you do.
Right.
You work at ESPN. Now, if anyone's going to, like, have inside info on when sports are coming back, do they tell you anything? Do you get any sort of indication from, you know, like the execs and the bosses about what the plan is moving forward here over the next couple of months?
Absolutely not. I mean, I don't think they know. I don't think the leagues know. I certainly don't know. They really haven't given us any sort of indication because, I mean, we're in uncharted waters here. It's unprecedented times. And so, you know, here's the thing with this, right? It's like I was talking about this with a friend the other day. 9/11, when it happened, you knew, like, there were a couple of hours when we were in it in that morning where you didn't know if it was going to stop, right? And that was a terrible, terrible, awful feeling. But by the time we got to that night, September 11th, that night, certainly September 12th, the next morning, you knew whatever they planned on doing, that was it. It was over, and it was never going to happen to our country again. Here's the difference with this one. You don't know if it's going to end tomorrow. You don't know if it's going to end in a month. You don't know if it's going to end in 2 months, or you don't know if it's going to end in a year. And with that said, it's very difficult to figure out when sports is going to come back. In fact, I prefer that we stop talking about when sports are going to come back and just let the doctors tell us when it's okay to go outside again and resume normal activity. Like, I think everyone's trying to figure this out, whether it's the leagues and Rob Bamford. And I understand why. Like, I get even ESPN. I mean, listen, ESPN, it's play-by-play. It's about the games. The games are the only thing that you have to watch live nowadays, because if you don't watch them live, you're going to find out the score before you get to it, before you get to the taping of it. And so the games are obviously hugely important to our company. They're important to the leagues. But no one has any idea when we're going to come back. And certainly no one has given us any indication when they can come back. And I think what you'll continue to see is the leagues and the television partners try to get creative with things like, you know, doing horse from individual gyms, you know, stuff like that, because I don't think anyone has any idea when it's coming back. So, no, I have no indication.
Stugatz, it is a pleasure to chat with you again. Somehow you just you brighten our mood when you join us. I don't know why that works that way, but it just does. So thanks, man. Take care. Be safe. And hopefully we'll get a chance to chat with you again sometime later in the year.
All right. Anytime, man. Listen, I appreciate that. I tend to make people smile. And so, but this was a little bit too serious and a little bit too somber. So next time, let's make sure we have some fun, okay?
More fun. More fun. Well, let's take
more fun. More fun. Treat me like a magician coming on, okay?
Stugatz.
A magician.
Dan Le Batard show on our SDCCU fan hotline. SDCCU remains open. Rest assured, your funds are federally insured by the NCUA. For details or to find a branch open near you, visit sdccu.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.